The Daily Connect Podcast.
This is the Daily Connect Podcast for Friday, the 23rd of November. Black Friday, as it is known. And it's time to talk about, well, quite frankly, Black Friday, which we're going to get into on the podcast today. Oddly enough, we are going to be joined by our guests, producer Andy and Sean Priest from Tech Talk. We are also going to be joined by producer Chris. All the producers are here today. And he is going to be giving us something for the weekend. That's coming up on your podcast today.
The Daily Connect Podcast.
Time to talk about Black Friday. And with me to do that, I've got producer Andy here in the studio. Hello, producer Andy.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Welcome along to it then. Tech Talk's own For Our Sins. Sean Priest is here. Hello.
Hello, Stephen. Sean, the very own host of Tech Talk, I think you'll find.
Yeah, and he'd like to be.
I'm promoting myself.
Maybe one day, once you've all grown up. Okay, so let's talk about Black Friday then. First of all, what are our thoughts on Black Friday? Andy, you know, is it a brilliant opportunity to get great deals, or is it just basically a scam to get more money?
I'll go with the latter on that. Yeah, because as we're finding out today, quite a lot of the press releases and quite a lot of the stories online are saying, just be careful, because these offers that you're seeing online aren't actually any better than they would have been a month ago, 2 months ago. So just the idea is just be smart when you're shopping and don't always fall for these yellow and red tags saying discount, 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 when it could be something, you know, could be minimal.
Okay, so Sean, is Andy being just a bit down on the whole thing?
Yeah, you're both so depressing. I mean, it's amazing. Black Friday week, it should be Black Friday year. I love it. You can't get enough of deals. But to balance it a little bit, I did hear a report today from Which that said that 9 out of 10 of the Black Friday deals are actually not savings at all, no cheaper than they would be any other time during the year. So you got to be careful.
I think as well, you know, it's funny, we talked this up all week pretty much, but we have been sort of erring a little bit on the side of caution on this because, you know, let's be frank about it, there are people out there who don't, well, us in particular, don't have a huge amount of money to spend. You know, we have to eat and live, and, you know, people are just piling money on credit cards really because they think that they'll not get a better deal. They want to make sure that the kids, you know, are sorted out when it comes to Christmas time, all that stuff. And it's really noble and lovely. But, you know, a lot of money is being spent at this time of year. I believe today, Andy was telling me this morning, what is it, £220 each we will spend?
Yeah, this was stats from Finder.com. It's predicting that British shoppers will spend £7 billion in the sale frenzy this year alone. So that's £220 each. So how much of that chunk's going to be for today and for Cyber Monday that's coming up on Monday?
Well, that's only Black Friday, isn't it? I mean, yeah, that's not even counting Cyber Monday, which will be another
They are
event.
Kind of, yeah, merging into one another because of the amount of tech deals that are there online. But oh, it's just an extortionate amount of money. But then again, are people doing their Christmas shopping now rather than in December? Is that where the stats are going?
I think they probably are.
Yeah.
I think they probably are. Sean, I mean, you know, I know you've been looking at lots of deals. I know I have. I've never been off the websites. I've never been on so many shop websites so often. It is ridiculous. It used to be I would check my phone in the morning, see if I get any emails, usually a text from Sean. But now it's straight to the online stores looking to see what the deals are. And I feel it's become a little bit, a bit anxious. You know, you think, and if you buy something, you immediately become anxious that you've bought it and then, oh will it tomorrow be cheaper? Oh, what will I do?
I know, it does drag you in. And you're absolutely right. We've been, 6:30, we've been looking through, online, seeing what the deals are and texting each other. It's crazy.
I stayed up till 12:30 last night. 12:30 I was up because I thought, well, I'll start to see some of the deals. I know.
You're mad.
Why? You know, why am I doing it? I don't need anything.
It's that fear of missing that killer deal, isn't it? You know, and we've had the discussion ourselves, Stephen, saying, I actually don't need anything, but I can't stop looking through to see what there is.
This has happened to me this week because I've been sat in the studio with Stephen and like the devil on my shoulder, he's talked me round into buying an Amazon Echo Dot. Now, I won't say that it was a bad purchase because I'm enjoying it so far, apart from the audio quality this morning when I asked it to play a song. It was a bit questionable.
It was a Green Day song yesterday.
I asked it to play Green Day this morning as I was getting ready, and it was very fuzzy and a bit, the connection to Spotify wasn't great. But other than that, Miss Lady A, as you both call on Tech Talk, she's doing well so far. She's not very portable, unfortunately. She likes one room and she'll stay in that room.
Well, hang on. You've got to plug it in. How do you expect it to be portable?
Well, unless I was expecting her to be...
Yeah. Around with you.
If I unplug her, she just disappears. I mean...
Wow, yeah. Who'd have thought it? You can get battery chargers or battery packs for it.
Yeah, Stephen makes me aware.
Not for the Dock 3 yet, I don't think.
Right, okay.
Oh, that's a point. Yeah, not for the Dock 3. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, you mentioned the Dot, and that, I think, has probably been one of the biggest talking points, certainly in our office here, because a number of stores have discounted this by half price. It was originally £49, now £24.99. However, since that deal has started, I think a lot of them have been sold, and now getting them is the hard part. I mean, I think you'd order one, Sean, and what is it, next week you're going to get it? And that was
December,
a few weeks
the
ago.
12th.
Oh, it was next month, right?
Yeah, wow. Instead of, you know, next day, you get it by tomorrow, which what we're used to. Yeah, December 12th. So they are selling. But, you know, it's a bargain. It is half price. That's one where you think, OK, I can actually see the savings on that because last month I did actually buy one at full price. So I'm slightly annoyed. But at the same time, I bought three more. So, you know, I'm an idiot.
Well, I'm not going to go there. It's too easy. It's too easy. But no, there are so many deals out there. And, you know, some of the deals, I mean, for example, if and a lot of kids these days and adults as well are maybe wanting an iPad for Christmas or something with an Apple logo on it. For that reason, you know, you would think that, you know, Apple would do a bit of a Black Friday sale. Well, they don't, actually. They announced their deals this morning and all they're doing is essentially offering you some of the older kits full price. So, you know, iPad, the old iPad Pro, going for the already existing price, but you get a gift card for Apple when you buy it. So basically more money to spend in their store. Great.
Doesn't that just annoy you, though? I mean, Apple never discount. You know, the best bet for Apple is to go for a refurbished model. But it just annoys me. Come on, join in, Apple, will you?
I'll tell you this, though. Keep an eye on the other online stores like Very. Argos as well do some good deals. John Lewis doing some great deals as well, not just on Apple products, but many products. And in particular, one thing to be aware of, and it's just a bit of a hint and tip if you're purchasing, one of the great things that you can get with a John Lewis purchase is a 2-year guarantee, which you will not get. You have to pay extra for example, on an Apple product, you would have to pay extra for that. So that's an important thing to remember. These are all important buying decisions when you're buying. You know, a lot of people want to make sure they've got the warranty that goes with it. So that's something to be aware of. But there are many deals online. Very, Argos, John Lewis, Curry's PC World, all doing great deals at the minute. Shop around. There is a website, though, Andy, and I don't know, Sean, if you had time this morning to look at it. It's called Camel Camel Camel.
Yes.
And this is a price comparison site.
Yeah, there are a few of these. Now, as we side towards saying that people are going to be online more than going into high street.
Yeah, we're talking stuff. Online here. Yeah.
So the benefits are is that if you are doing all your shopping online, there are sites, there are browser extensions, and there are apps out there to help you get the best bang for your buck, so much because they don't want you seeing a discount but not realizing that the discount's been in existence for 6 months. It's not just this week, so on. So yeah, the site that I use is Camel Camel Camel, and I was showing you just before we came on air there that you can put in the URL of the Amazon link, you can even type in the description of what it is you're after, and it gives you a graph, so to speak, of the last 3 years of price drops and raises. It shows you what prices are available if you want to buy it from third party on Amazon, so as in someone who is selling it who isn't Amazon. Or you can
and
also
that can
buy
be new or used.
New and used as well. So if you want to buy, as Sean was saying there, a refurbished model of something, that will show you the price there. As long as they're correctly labelled, then you can go to Camel Camel Camel. It's a very strange name for a website, but it does
it
such
makes
a
total sense.
Fantastic
name.
We are talking Black Friday here on the Daily Connect today, and I've got producer Andy and Sean Priest from Tech Talk with me. Guys, you know, it is Black Friday. It is the chance for people to get deals if they want them. But I guess being concerned about your spending is always a thing. You know, I often worry about this time of year for people who, for example, maybe think about taking out payday loans to cover debt, using credit cards, all of that. I mean, I mentioned earlier, I was talking on the show with Madeline Mann from RNIB, and she talked about using, say, PayPal to make the payments, using credit cards online as well, because, you know, you have more security with a credit card. But of course, don't rely on the credit card as the message. And I know we all know this. I know I don't want to sound like I'm preaching, because I'm not. I've done it myself this week in particular. But, you know, it's more a case of just be aware. You know, if you can't My mother used to say, if you can't afford it, don't buy it. You know, but of course the credit card does give you a bit of leniency on that one. It is important though, isn't it, Sean?
It is, and it, let's be honest, it's easy to fall into that trap of just thinking, oh, it's okay, I'll put it on the credit card, and then suddenly the bill mounts up and up. I've fallen into the trap myself. It's, you know, it's nothing to do with just idiots fall into the trap, because yeah, I've done it myself. You have to be careful. I will say credit cards, though, do make sense if you're buying anything over £100, because you do, as you said, get that added protection. If it doesn't turn up or there's some sort of dispute, you've got that insurance, that cover, that you've got a greater chance of getting your money back.
Andy, from the point of view of saving more money, there are other ways to even get additional discounts today.
Yeah, as well as the Camel site, there's other sites and services out there to help you to save as much money as you possibly can. There's a website browser extension called Keeper, which keeps track of prices, especially for eBay as well. There's apps to use such as Pouch or Price Blink. These automatically flag relevant codes, so voucher codes that usually you get by email from companies who will say, we miss you, come back, here's 20% off. Now, that only goes to you if you're signed up to their mailing list. But if they exist on the site, why shouldn't everybody benefit from them? So if you're doing online shopping and you're using ASOS, or if you're on Very or any of their sites like that, one of the things I do before I go to the checkout is, I wonder if I can get hold of 20% off because I'm a first-time customer, or there's a summer deal going on or a winter deal going on.
Yeah.
There's stuff like that. Honey is another one. I know Honey is mainly in America. I don't know if it's fully moved across to the UK just yet, but they carry out a voucher scan as well when you're at checkout. So it's built into your browser and it will scan the world online to see if there's anything out there to get. But there's other things as well. If you're not with that kind of apps and extensions, you can also go onto plenty of online forums such as Money Saving Expert, Hot UK Deals as well. They'll have user-submitted reviews and price drops for actual people on a forum saying, go to this site, this will be the best place to get this discount, or this is where I've seen this. And Money Saving Expert will be the best for making sure you stay safe online as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Some great advice there. Money Saving Expert and Hot UK Deals, great idea. So I want to talk about some free things, because I know we don't always like to spend money. I don't, although I like to think about spending money. I am married, after all. I have to stay within the rules and the boundaries that come with it. And actually, that's probably saved my life. My financial life, anyway. I thought I'd mention a couple of things. Now, these might seem obvious, but I think it's important to mention them today. You can get talking books for free. Now, a lot of people might not realise this, but, you know, you've got Audible, which is, what, $7.99 a month, I think, at the moment?
Yeah, which are also having a deal today, Black Friday deal.
Right, okay, so they're doing Black Friday deals. Yeah, so you'll get money off that, no doubt. But you can get the whole thing, well, not Audible, but you can get talking books from RNIB for free. No money at all.
Bargain.
It is. And not only that, you can get that deal any day of the week, any day of the year. It's available to all blind and partially sighted people. So if you're listening to this and you're blind or partially sighted, get in touch with RNIB. You don't have to be registered either, which is brilliant news. I was so happy when that stipulation was brought in, because, you know, a lot of people would have maybe missed out. But you don't have to be registered as sight impaired or severely sight impaired. You just have to be blind or partially sighted. Get in touch with RNIB, talk about it, and get free talking books. Now, to read your talking books, or to listen to them, I suppose, there are a couple of ways to do it. There's a new app that's out from Dolphin called Easy Reader. And it's a brilliant app, and it lets you connect to your RNIB talking books account. You'll be given a library card number and a PIN once you sign up. All you've got to do is put that information into the Dolphin Easy Reader app. It's completely free to download. You can use it on your iPhone and on your Android device, which is absolutely brilliant. Again, free anytime. And speaking of apps, two apps that I thought I'd mention which are free and have really made a difference to our lives. I know Sean and I use them all the time. Seeing AI is one, which is a Microsoft app that you can download. It's completely free. Again, any time of the day or night, you can download that. And it's available on both, I think I'm right in saying, Sean, both Android and
iPhone. No, I think it's just iOS only at the moment.
Right, okay. It will become, I think there is a plan for it to come to Android soon, though. So hopefully that will hurry up.
Hopefully. There is a comparable app called Envision that's on Android and iOS, and it's close enough.
Yeah, so there you go. Yeah, it's similar, isn't it? It's fairly similar, but not maybe quite as fully featured, but you can do lots of stuff. I know, Sean, you're a big fan of Seeing AI.
I use it every day. I just think, you know, for a free app, it works so well for just reading my morning post and identifying things out of the fridge, which is very important for me, reading labels. It just does so much. And as I said, it's free and works so well. So, yeah, it's definitely one you should have.
And the other one I want to mention is Be My Eyes, which is an amazing app. This is an app which is essentially a group of volunteers, brilliant people from all over the world who give us their time and lend us their eyes, which is essentially what the app is all about. You know, you use an iPhone or an Android phone. You can connect with a volunteer using the back camera on your phone, so the camera facing away from you. You can actually talk to someone and say if you wanted to find out some information, your computer's not working and you want to get some info on it, or you're in a shop and you're not sure what size the item is or what the expiration date on an item of food is, you can use the app to do it. My most enjoyable experience with the app, and one that will always stick in my memory, was using it to read a card I was buying for my wife. I was able to read the card. I read it. The person who was on the other end read it. Unfortunately, she had to read five, but we got there in the end. But the fact is that I was able to do that independently, whereas the year before when I was buying a card, I did it myself. And for my wife's birthday, she got a lovely happy anniversary card. It does happen. We make the mistakes.
I think that's adorable. See, people come to expect that from me. If it's your birthday, you're going to get congratulations, it's a girl card. You never know what you're going to get. I like it.
It does add some fun to it. So, I mean, there's lots of free things. And I just wanted to mention that because, you know, in the days where, you know, all we're talking about is deals and getting this, that and the other for cheap price, isn't it great that you can just get some stuff for free and it's actually really good stuff?
I have one as well.
Those two apps are amazing, I've got to say.
I've got one as well that's not technology related.
Boo.
It's actually food related.
Carry on, please take the floor.
KFC Black Friday deals, how to get free fries this Friday.
Right.
Free fries.
Keep talking.
Yeah, come on.
So, how to get the free fries, all you need to do is download their app. So, it is technology based, actually. I've lied to you there already. But you get the app.
It's one of my favourite things.
The KFC app to access the offer that can redeem to any local participating restaurant, as long as I'm sure you're buying something else. But yeah, you'll be in free fries. So, after all of that shopping, you'll suddenly need, you know, hankering for some food, pop into your KFC, have the app, free fries.
Sean, I don't know, I'm getting a bit peckish.
I know. I did say I've got to be done by 11, didn't I?
Listen, thank you so much, guys, for coming on and talking about this. There's so much in this. And, of course, do check all the deals.
Connect Radio. Just be safe.
Andy and Sean, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Welcome to another fun-packed edition of Something for the Weekend, RNIB Connect Radio's guide to everything that may entertain you over the next few days, including streaming services, cinema, AD theatre and concerts. So let's get at it, shall we? And we are starting today with the streaming service Netflix, who released this weekend their bid for your Christmas viewing. It's called The Christmas Chronicles, and it stars Kurt Russell as the jolly fat man himself.
Santa Claus?
Live and in person. One night only.
Can you go ho, ho, ho?
I don't go ho, ho, ho. That's a myth.
Christmas spirit's down 35%.
Half the planet's not gonna get toys.
So if you brats don't get presents, it's not the end of the world.
People need Christmas to remind themselves of how good they can be.
Wendy, you got so big.
Excuse me?
You know what I mean, grown up big. Now, Wendy, we need a ride.
Can you call an Uber?
You think I can pay the driver with these?
We have a Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, you just like wave your hand and Jedi mind trick the cops.
I'm Santa Claus, Teddy, not Yoda.
Okay, that's enough fun for one night.
Listening.
So after accidentally crashing Santa's sleigh, a brother and sister pull an all-nighter to save Christmas with a savvy, straight-talking Saint Nick, played, as I said, by Kurt Russell. This film also sports a whole army of CG elves, and it looks like if you take every piece of all your favourite Christmas movies, such as Gremlins and Santa Claus the Movie and Elf, and throw them all into a big pot, which I'm sure Netflix and all their analytics have maybe done over the years, this is the film you'll get. Will it work? Well, we want to know. Do let us know, dear listeners. If you check out The Christmas Chronicles on Netflix, do drop us a line and let us know how it is, and most importantly, how the AD is with that movie. Now let's take a trip to the cinema, and released this weekend is the sequel to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. It's Girl in the Spider's Web.
Are you not Lisbeth Salander, the writer of Wrongs? The girl who hurts men, who hurt women. I could never figure it out. Why did you help everyone but me? Why is it, Lisbeth? Why is it spiders don't get stuck in their own webs?
In this movie, Claire Foy is taking over the role from Rooney Mara, and it of course involves the young computer hacker Lisbeth Salander and journalist Mikael Blomkvist, who find themselves caught in a web of spies, cyber criminals and corrupt government officials. Claire Foy is almost unrecognisable for her role as Queen Elizabeth in The Crown, and it looks to be another violent, tragic murder mystery. So that's Girl in the Spider's Webs in cinemas this weekend. But if you're looking for something a little more fun, a little more light-hearted, then you might want to check out Robin Hood, a brand new retelling of the Robin Hood story, starring Taron Egerton and Jamie Foxx as Little John.
Robin, we were told you were dead.
Things have taken a turn since you've been gone.
The sheriff is crushing us all in his war effort.
One thing keeps him in power. The money. We steal it.
This won't be like any war you're used to.
You need a street weapon. Relax your grip.
You were a lord. Left. Now you get to be a thief.
So this version of Robin Hood centres around a war-hardened crusader and his Moorish commander who mount an audacious revolt against the corrupt English crown in a thrilling action-adventure packed with gritty battlefield exploits, mind-blowing fight choreography and a timeless romance. It's not Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. It's a brand new telling of the same tale. It looks dark, gritty, and very action-packed. There's a lot of CG in there as well. Will it be any good? Well, a little bird has told me that they got to see a preview screening of it, and they weren't massively impressed. It wasn't up their street at all, but it does look to be a big push for Taron Egerton, who is doing a lot since his starring role in the Kingsman series, and next year is set to be playing Elton John in the Rocketman movie. So check it out and let us know what you think. Now, there's a great event happening at the World Museum in Liverpool this weekend. So both days of the weekend, Saturday the 24th of November and Sunday the 25th of November, the event is free and takes place at 12 noon. It's the Ancient Egypt Haptic Handling. Using a digital platform harnessing haptic technology, this is a rare opportunity to come in touch a digital touch replica of an ancient Egyptian wooden cat sarcophagus. You can find out more about it and its stories all at your own pace. Museum and galleries are full of objects that are kept behind glass, and they're often very fragile or too valuable to touch. And this, of course, prevents us from getting up close. But this is a unique opportunity to interact with a digitized object in the museum collection where you can touch, discover and learn. So that's the Ancient Egyptian Haptic Handling at the World Museum in Liverpool both days of this weekend, and the event is absolutely free at 12 noon. And maybe you're wanting to get your dancing shoes on. Well, when the going gets tough,
when the going gets tough, the tough get going,
the tough get going to see Billy Ocean at the New Theatre in Park Place in Cardiff tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Billy Ocean has announced he'll be performing all of his greatest hits, including favourite tracks and new material from his upcoming album. Billy Ocean is, of course, the biggest selling black recording star Britain has ever produced. He's sold over 30 million records to date, having achieved extraordinary success as both an artist and as a songwriter. Billy has collected multiple gold and platinum records across the world and hit the number one spot on the pop charts in the US, Australia, Germany, Holland, and of course the UK. But this is a song I'll always appreciate Billy Ocean from, because it's from one of my favourite movies, The Jewel of the Nile. So if there's anything in the world of entertainment you're looking forward to over the next few months, or if you've had a particularly good audio description experience on streaming services, at the cinema, in the theatre or in the concert halls, be sure to let us here at RNIB Connect Radio know about it by tweeting at RNIB Radio, or you can find us on Facebook. Just look for RNIB Connect Radio. My name's Chris Wallace. I'll be back with you again next Friday for a little more Something for the Weekend.
And that's it. Safe shopping and keep in touch as well. Radio at rnib.org.uk. Have a great weekend. We're back on the Daily Connect Monday from 10 a.m.
The Daily Connect Podcast.